C-H-L-O-E and Y spells Chloe. S-A-C-V means Sound and Chloe's Vision each month on Siren Radio, where music, theatre and magic are made.
It's a Thursday in August and Sound and Chloe's Vision has gone on the road because, as promised, we said we'd do a few location reports with the awesome Chloe Rose. And we're in Chloe's place. We're in Chloe's backwoods. So we're actually in Cleethorpes. Chloe, thank you for inviting us here to Cleethorpes, your hometown.
You're absolutely welcome. We are at the seaside. We are in Cleethorpes. And unfortunately, well, it's not as sunny as we expected, but it's still nice. And that's the main thing.
Exactly. And over the course of the next hour or so, in betwixt various bits of music, etc., we're going to have a look at some of the sort of aspects of Cleethorpes. I've never been here before, so I'm completely new. I'm seeing this completely through first-time eyes from that point of view. Describe where we are at present, Chloe.
Okay, so where we are at the moment is Meridian Point. So it's a sort of a showground. They have fairs there, they have concerts, but it's outside, basically. So they have festivals here. And also we've got, to the left of us, we've got the smallest pub, or used to be the smallest pub in the world. But Cleethorpes is known as a tourist attraction as well, so we get a lot of holidaymakers come in, and we might even visit the beach.
Yeah, I think a visit to the beach is essential. I mean, when we've done our beach trips before, that has been part of the whole thing. I've drawn the line at what was suggested this morning on the Madrid Drive Morning Edition, that I should have a hanky tied across my head in four points. That's not going to happen. I'm sorry, Chloe, it's just not. We'll start off our little audio promenade. And a reminder, you're listening to Sound and Chloe's Vision for Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio, actually in the august seaside resort of Cleethorpes. See, already the joys of a random audio location report can actually happen, because Chloe, you've found a magical soul that you know here at the Cleethorpes Railway.
Certainly, a lovely friend of mine. He's a fantastic actor as well. I think he should introduce himself.
And your name, sir, is?
Adam Chalk.
Adam, it's wonderful. I mean, I feel as though I'm stepping into the East Coast version of Hollywood here, you know, Cleethorpes Miniature Railway, etc. Tell us about what you're doing at the Cleethorpes Coast Light Railway.
Well, so I've worked here for 10 years now, so I started when I was 11. Started sweeping platforms and doing things like that, but now I'm guarding, so I sort of run the manage the train throughout the day. Yeah.
Now, as I said to Chloe earlier, this is my first trip ever to Cleethorpes, but Chloe also has got a bit of a confession. Chloe, I believe you've never travelled on this little railway train.
It's dreadful. I haven't. It's absolutely dreadful, but you know what? I'm going to give it a go, and I'm excited.
She's always excited.
I can't believe how many years have you lived here and you haven't been on the railway. I mean, that's...
It's
not good.
Terrible.
Not good.
But the thing is, it's time.
It's time now. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a shocker. So just talk us through what we're going to experience, because, I mean, obviously we're gearing up. You're gearing up to obviously do the flags, etc. What sort of things would you recommend, inside or outside?
I would recommend outside. It's quite nice outside, yeah, because you can get more of the view set outside, which is a really nice view down there towards the leisure centre where we're going. Yeah, you'll have to look out for it. It's very nice.
Do that. Okay, we'll do the commentary on the way. And classic line in terms of, do you do this year round, or is it a case of when the call comes from Emmerdale, you're there?
Well, I think if Emmerdale called, I definitely would have to jump at that. We'll see what happens, but it's nearly the end of the season now, so I'm leaving next week. But it's great.
Privilege connecting with your good self. You're on Sound and Chloe's Vision for Siren Radio, so it's great stuff from that. Any particular piece of music you'd like Chloe to actually play for you? You could be Chloe's first requestee.
Oh, I don't know, because
any song at all.
Well, give me one of your songs, because I'm not popular.
Oh, that's
songs,
so
classic.
Oh, bless him. Oh, okay. Golden Dreams.
All that's lost will be found, and sorrow built will be bound. Cracks unfold this dark hour. Feel this love I used to hold. Oh, crashing through fallen dreams, the darkness I've seen, and all that you. Left your shadow behind, golden dreams. It's not as it seems when you're holding. truth and no regret. Broken thoughts that fill my head. But I saw you in my sleep. And I left you.
Whistle. We'll have to get him to do it again, obviously, for radio purposes, but it's a kind of live thing here. Chloe, we're off.
We are. We're off on the train. It's very exciting. Never done this before, so both of us together are experiencing a complete new journey here on the train.
I'm tempted to actually go into the last train to Cleethorpes in a sort of a monkey's way, but maybe it's not suitable. I must admit, it's remarkably well-balanced and a relatively calm journey that we've got here.
Absolutely. It really is. I think we're just seeing a few bits of the boating lake as well across there with some lake. It's some nice scenes.
Precisely. Be careful with Spike. He's clutching on in there. I'd hate him to sort of jump off the train in all sorts of ways. Scooting along. We've got a couple of people who are actually looking at us as though we've kind of taken leave of our senses, but that's okay. It's Sound and Chloe's Vision on location in Cleethorpes at this railway thing. I can't believe, Chloe, you've never been on this before. I mean, surely it's crying out for a bit of on-train entertainment.
Absolutely. And I felt like it's always about the right time, Alex, and this was the right time to go on it.
Oh, we'll keep recording as we continue to sort of motor along. We're sort of waving to the passing folk here. Nice little royal wave there, Chloe. Very impressed.
Oh, royal wave. I've been practicing. I've definitely been practicing.
And we did take Adam's advice about going outside. There we are, toot-toot, outside as opposed to going inside. And I think, yeah, on a day like today, there's nothing more than actually sort of enjoying the joys of this wonderful miniature railway.
Oh, absolutely. It's joyful. It is joyful.
Choking with the emotion of the whole thing, really. So, noting on that, pleased to hear, of course, that Adam actually did suggest one of your own songs, Chloe. Again, proof if proof were needed. You're going to have to write some more, my girl. Going to have to write some more.
Absolutely, I am. Well, I've got some tracks I can send over to you as well, some ones we haven't played on the show so far, so that's exciting. But yes, I hope you enjoy Golden Dreams. And that was one of the songs that I wrote in the songwriting festival in Dumfries. So, really enjoyed writing.
It's interesting, the sort of the view that we've actually got here, because, again, as we look through the countryside, I mean, I'm sure there are folk in Los Angeles who would actually be very impressed with this. We must, when they're over here, ensure that they also experience the wonderful miniature railway here.
Absolutely. I mean, there is actually so much to see. And Cleethorpes is like a tourist attraction anyway, and that's why a lot of holidaymakers do come. So there is certain aspects to see, especially the beach. So we'll be heading that way as well, so it's exciting for us both.
See,
I've seen it already, but you haven't.
Exactly, and I have to say, Chloe, you know, we've been talking about getting you on location. We've kind of done a few sort of things in the past, like the Lincolnshire show and so on, but it's the first time we've been able to actually really sort of get this focus together, so excellent stuff.
Absolutely, it's excellent stuff. I'm glad to be here today. I'm enjoying myself. You're enjoying yourself. It's nice to see.
So we're continuing our little journey past another car park, and I think we're coming up to possibly another stuff now. Intrigued by how much training goes into actually running this throwaway thing. I do recall that actually Southside Broadcasting, in fact the listener might recall as well, has prided itself in times past to being the station where you could actually hear a BAFTA award winning television director, that'd be Graham Harper, driving a train full of teddy bears, when actually in Scarborough we actually had a full train of teddy bears being driven by Graham Harper. Today of course we've just got Spike, but I think we're coming into the station, Chloe.
We are, we're coming into the station. And we'll be able to see Cleethorpes.
I wasn't expecting, Chloe, a photo shoot when we came here. You, of course, are always ready for a photo shoot. You're immaculately turned out, always sorted through on that basis. And then suddenly our friend Adam decided to actually say he wants product endorsement as well, but we can't knock it because it was a really good ride.
It was a lovely ride. And also, I felt amazing at the end. We got the hats to put on and the flags for the photos as well. But really enjoyed it. It was very good.
I think we definitely have to return. I'm thinking maybe we'll get some more mid-week drive-ets on this sort of basis. So go from there. Okay, we are... There's a little toot there in agreement with the train. Whose name I've forgotten, actually. We must remember the name of the train, the engine that was actually there. I think it was a female name. I think it might have been a Rebecca. But anyway, we're currently... About how many feet away from the beach? Well, yards, really.
Yeah, we're yards away from the beach, so that's something else to explore. And also, as you go down the beach, you'll find ice cream, which is always a good thing. I don't know why I mentioned that, but you can't forget ice cream.
Let's make our way then. Let's walk and talk, so to speak, proving that we can actually do both things simultaneously. Actually, the weather, although I think it's about 20 or so degrees, etc. Somebody's obviously got a little Australian board there that's wobbling in the background there. Or is it an alien? I don't know. It's Cleethorpes. Anything could happen from this point of view. So as a child, as a resident of Cleethorpes, did you regularly come down to the beach and say, this is where you make sandcastles and things?
I did. Regularly went down the beach with Mum and Dad, with family, with grandma and granddad. And one of the things that we would always do, and I always recommend if you want to visit Cleethorpes, have fish and chips. It is amazing. You can visit the pier, which is called Papa's Fish and Chips, or there's a traditional place called Steele's, which has been popular for years. So please take yourself there as well.
You know, I think this could actually open up a whole new world of Chloe Rose, Alex Lefchute, little on-location sort of reports, really, from that point of view. The thing about Britain, of course, being an island, means that we're surrounded by water, and I'm still quite amazed that there are people who actually live inland that often don't really get to the seaside. I think it's a great shame, really.
It's so true, and I think this is one of the things about Cleethorpes that makes it so lovely as well, that I do feel lucky that we are near the beach. Obviously, I love to be inland as well and visit different places.
Like Lincoln.
Lincoln is beautiful. And I'm not biased, everyone thinks it's beautiful as well. But so it's nice, it is a nicer place to live somewhere like this as well.
You know, I think it's actually, and I know that Sue Rice might disagree with you on this one, but I think it's probably slightly better than Mapplethorpe, although she was very impressed with that. And I see you're guiding us with your wonderful organic satellite navigation system, Chloe, off down literally to the beach, in which we have welcome to the marine environment.
Absolutely. You can even see where Sperm Point is as well, across the way, across the waters, and you can see, I mean, it's the tide is out at the moment, so you can't see as much water, but... lots to see.
It's all to do with balance. Now, one of the things that people have been greatly concerned about, I know up at Saltburn, which is a superb place, and we must take you up to see Saltburn one of these days. The Snart family have been in Saltburn, so I think if they've made it, we can get you to Saltburn as well. That's Tessa et al. But in terms of that, they're very keen, obviously, on their pier, and piers used to be very much a key part of the seaside. Has Cleethorpes ever had a pier?
Yes, we do have a pier. It is called Papa's, but I think... it's quite a short pier, really, but I don't know if something happened to it and that's why it's shorter, or it was always short.
I think normally, yes, we do indeed, yes, and we'll be imaging that as well for Facebook as well. Just a reminder that you're listening to Sound and Chloe's Vision on location with Soundside Broadcasting and Siren Radio at Cleethorpes. It's Chloe's hometown, and well, I have to say, so far going very well indeed.
Very well indeed. Especially when it's sunny, it is perfect. You will see thousands of people on the beach here. We get loads, especially when it's the Air Force. You know, when this RAF weekend, you get loads of people and all the red arrows come over. So we are quite lucky with that as well.
Feelings run deep in my heart. Be spoken, not broken. Tears shed like a knife in my skin. Wounded, my sadness seeps in. Tortured and
actually decided to move today as our teas are being actually delivered now. Many thanks indeed. This is wonderful.
Sugar on the door, just by the door.
Some serious tea mugs here, two oath red tea mugs and so on. And just explain where we are, and let's give a shameless plug to the store as well.
Okay, so basically, I can't think of what.
It's a cafe. It's a cafe in Cleethorpes, in which we have a wonderful. So we're kind of dining al fresco, actually, in a kind of British. Solid way, because it's a little bit blustery, a little bit breezy. There aren't many people actually outside with us now, because as we can see, the sort of banners are almost horizontal with respect to the gust of wind. But that doesn't stop us, because we're British.
Absolutely, it doesn't stop us at all. So we thought we'd take a nice little break, have a sandwich, have a cup of tea. Maybe we should have had a fish and chips, but you know what? We thought we'll try this, and then we're going to take ourselves down there as well and have a look. And see what else there is. Well, I can tell you all, but you know, we'll find out.
You may say that, Chloe, but you know, you hadn't, by your own admission, had never travelled on the miniature railway before today.
I hadn't. It was a new experience. It really, really was.
We've started off once again, fuelled by a ham sandwich, M sandwich, yes, and indeed some tea. And I think we did very well, actually, Chloe, because only one of our plates blew away.
Exactly. And you know what? A cup of tea makes the day
keep
go
calm
swimmingly.
Have a cup of tea. And we're actually in a slightly quieter place now. It's a little bit off the seafront, looking at a piece of artwork, really, metalwork by Alec Mussel, Making Metalwork, Gates and Railings. And it's, well, describe it, Chloe, it's like a floral basket.
It's beautiful. So it's a basket and it's got poppies in there as well and roses. It's beautifully made. But it's to me, it sort of represents Cleethorpes because they have won awards before for Cleethorpes in Bloom. So I don't know if it's sort of got some sort of link to that as well.
We must get you up to Saltburn by the Sea, which has also become one of the regular Britain in Bloom contest winners and so on. And a bit like Cleethorpes as well, has actually won prizes for its beach. And the beach itself, I think, has achieved good quality status, I believe.
Oh, it certainly has. It certainly has.
Were you a sandcastle girl, Chloe, or were you more a kind of a moat sort of system? I mean, what is your technique for sandcastles? Was it bucket and spade?
It was bucket and spade. I mean, it's the classic, you know, buy the buckets from the shops, down the seafront. Well, Dad used to do it with me when I was a young kid, and he was very good at that. So I sort of lived onto it mostly. And I was terrible. I used to kick the sandcastle and ruin it, and then we'd start all again.
Bit like life. And from thence, of course, it might be worth noting that I'm very impressed, Chloe, as ever, top sartorial elegance. We do a seaside report and you actually have a kind of deck chair theme woven into your costume today.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you've said that because someone said I look like something from Greece the other week, which I quite liked. But you know what? This is good. A deck chair theme. And that's what I was going for. Perfect for the seaside. Blue and white. Fantastic.
We're actually having a sombre moment now because just by the sculpture, which is the Leaking Boot, which is effectively a sculpture of a young fisherman holding a boot up, which appears to be leaking. Go figure. But we actually have the joys of, the momentary memorial to Diana, the late Princess of Wales, of course, 1961 to 1997, and then, of course, the Tony Blair term of the time, the People's Princess. And I gather, Chloe, you'd be young enough to actually remember when Diana passed away in Paris back in the last century, but you did.
I did. I remember seeing it on the news. I was only a young girl, very, very, very young, but I was devastated. I was absolutely I remember being heartbroken, and even at that age, so I did know what was sort of going on. And I just think it was a tragedy. I think she was a wonderful lady, and she was an inspiration to others. She was to me. I think she was definitely the people's princess.
Well, Chloe, we've had a fairly significant walk across the promenade here at Cleethorpes, and we've finally ended up outside Papa's, or is it Papa's? It's a fish and chips stand, which is actually on the Cleethorpes Pier.
It is. It's lovely. It is. I say Papa's, but I don't know if that's my accent, so maybe Papa's is the better way to say it. But yeah, if you ever come to Cleethorpes, take yourself to Papa's fish and chips. But I again would recommend Steele's as well in the marketplace in Cleethorpes. That is the traditional place to go for fish and chips as well. It's really, really good. But it's lovely. I mean, we can see lots of people on the beach. There's lots happening today. There's people having ice creams and fish and chips, the pier.
It seems to be a lot milder at this end. Maybe it's just because we've actually sort of exhausted ourselves with the walk, basically. But it seems milder than the kind of blustery conditions we were faced with at the start of this area.
It does. It's gone from windy to fairly mild.
And just a reminder, you'll see this on the Facebook page for Southside Broadcasting. It's Welcome to Cleethorpes Seafront. Of course, bathers beware fast incoming tides. We're going to reverse our tracks now and hopefully head back to where we came from, I would have thought.
Absolutely. Back on the train.
We were almost at the end of our little adventure in Cleethorpes.
Yeah, I'm quite sad. I've really enjoyed it.
We'll have to do another one soon.
We will. It's very nice to do sort of a location postcard, audio postcard sort of thing.
And what have your highlights been of this, your journey through your hometown, memories and so on, and what sort of things there? Was it the boy with the leaking boot? Was it the pier? Was it the strangely entitled Papa's or Papa's chip shop? Was it the cyclists riding without any sight of care in any way, shape or form, with no safety helmets on whatsoever? What has floated your boat?
I could say it was all of it, but what I would say, it was the experience of the train. It really was, because it was new. I mean, all the other things I've seen, and though I love, you like to appreciate something new at times, and that was great.
Well, I must admit, yeah, I give thumbs up to the train as well. We will be taking that journey back to wrap up the whole thing. So I think it's thumbs up for the train, thumbs up for Cleethorpes. If you get a chance over the next few weeks or so to actually check out Cleethorpes, don't ignore that prompting to do so. It's well worth coming to see.
Fish and chips. That's all we can end it with. Please come to visit Cleethorpes if you'd like fish and chips. It's the best place to go.
You're listening to Chloe Rose on Siren Radio in another epic Sound and Chloe's Vision.